August 24, take hold of divine strength. Then thou spakest in vision to thy Holy One and saidst, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. Psalm 89:19. The Lord loves you. The Lord is of tender compassion. His promise is, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. James 4:8. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up for you a standard against him. Bear in mind that Jesus Christ is your hope. In the sad, discouraging things that shall come to you at any time, Christ says to you, let him take hold of my strength that he may make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me. Isaiah 27:5. Your work is to take hold of the strength that is as firm as is the eternal throne. Believe in God. Trust in him. Be cheerful under all circumstances. Although you may have trials, know that Christ suffered these afflicting things in behalf of his heritage. Nothing is as dear to the Lord as his church. The Lord looks at the heart. He knows who are his. The Lord will test and prove every soul that lives. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Daniel 12:10. Let those who love God and are doers of his word sing praise and thanksgiving rather than speak words of accusing and fault-finding and murmuring. The Lord will bless those who make for peace. Trust in the Lord. Let not the feelings, the speeches, or the attitudes of any human agent depress you. Be careful that in words or acts you do not give others any opportunity to obtain the advantage in hurting you. Keep looking unto Jesus. He is your strength. By beholding Jesus, you will become changed into his likeness. He will be the health of your countenance and your God. The church needs you, and you need to soften and subdue your own feelings for Christ's sake. He wants you to have his Holy Spirit to work you. Then you may impart life and comfort to the church. Let your words be well chosen that you may be a real blessing to the church. Do not afflict your souls over the inconsistencies of others. Take yourselves in hand and be consistent in all things. Letter 125, August 24, 1900, to Brother and Sister James, new believers in Australia.